So this came up. There are, when we say Kohathites, N-I-T-E-S, but you look up in encyclopedia, it's Kohathites, no T-H-A-N, it's just
K-O-N. No, those are different. Those are the rabbis, the priests.
The Kohathites are something different.
Yes, the Kohanim is the priest.
And they call it Kohathites. That is not the Kohathites, who are a people, not a priest, correct?
That's correct. That is correct.
What are the Gershonites and the Merarites? Merarites.
Very sad. Merarites. They're sad.
Yeah, there were three Levites, the dictionary says. Kohathites, Gershonites, and Merarites. The Kohathites were connected to, were not connected to the Kohathites.
That's right. They were actually Moabites. They were Moabites.
Okay, that's important. So the Kohathites, the ones who were pretty ascended, no one knows about them. They're not talked in the literature.
They will be. They had to be away because that's pre-Garden of Eden. Oh, look now, isn't that so sexy?
Yeah.
Look, he's trying to be a part of the family, Carolyn. Get out of town. Isn't that wonderful? We got a nurturing. It's the nurturing Bob. Which Bob is it?
Which one is it?
The transitory Bob.
Which Bob is this?
Transitory Bob. Transitory Bob.
We talk about 12 JWs. How many are there on that level? Our Bobs are there? Seven?
Almost a half. Almost a half of one.
Jeez. We did go through 12 Bobs or 9 Bobs. We did do that.
Yeah, you keep getting rid of them. We get them set up, and you blow them up, and then you blow them out, and you mess them up, and then you fix them up, and then you go on again. We can't keep track of it. Then there's none left, and we have to go get open to get some more, and then it's just terrible.
Terrible.
Okay, what's the movie I'm watching, Carol, TV show? I'm watching Project. It was a TV show about Project Paperclip. Close to the enemy. It's happening. It's Britain at the end of the war and the bringing over of the Nazi scientists and different factions of British intelligence arguing over it or wondering how far it is. So that would be relatively accurate portrayal in this TV series, Close to the Enemy.
Very close. Very close.
Yeah.
They don't get the details right, but the
right.
Track run is good. But some of the stuff like where they miss, where they set up the actual schedule of how it's supposed to flow, it's not exactly correct, you see.
Right. They put in human drama.
Well, they have to. It's like the observers. They had to put something in to make it interesting, you know. Otherwise,
right.
Nobody would care.
Now, Trump could be, I said, president as long as he wants to. Is that because there's going to be so much turbulence and geographic physical disruptions and plagues and things that no one would find it attractive, the responsibilities that are implied have to be done by the president during all this outer world tragedy? Is that part of the reason why people will not be attracted to the White House?
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Will Trump revel in it himself, personality-wise?
Hell yeah, of course he's going to sing it up. He's going to tear it up, fix it up, and he's going to blow it back up again. Yeah, he'll have great fun with it. Then he'll say, well, that didn't go really well. Well, that was an interesting day, and, you know,
Will he shock his aggressiveness on the war front with Putin and this and that? Will shock people?
It's going to be different. It's going to be different. He's not that way. He's not going to be like, I'm going to blow you up. It's going to be Bob Barker and let's make a deal. It's going to be let's make a deal. It's not going to be I hate you. It's like, come on, love you. Let me get you that bed. I'm going to nail you. I'm going to nut in your butt, honey. Come on. I'm going to get it. And then he gets in there and he gets in and goes, okay, it was good for me, goodbye. Then he moves on because he got the deal, like that.
Right. Could we play what we just said? Is that confidential?
Sure, might as well.
We can play it. So what is it that Hillary, how come she couldn't have done that? Is it because she never was in business, doesn't understand making deals? Or was she purposely holding things back?
She owed too much. She owes too much. She goes. Everything she did, she had, she owed. Everything she did, she did because she owed. She owed.
Who prompted her to get in debt when she became a senator? Who got her going in 2003?
She was poor.
Right, she was poor. And was there any particular group that owned her?
Mostly Turks and Caicos.
Residents or the government of Turks and Caicos?
No difference.
Okay. That's interesting. This is an example of the new offshore enclaves that people with the means could create. Like, it's a James Bond scenario.
Yeah.
You have some guy with a lot of money, you know, Dr. No, that can go to some island and run it and have slaves and create a new technology or a new weapon politically.
Yeah.
This has been this. What?
Done. Yeah.
Well, this would be, this is the decentralization of power that McLuhan predicted. Electric environment allowed people to go offshore and all that. That's been a reality since the 50s, or maybe since the Nazis, right?
Correct. And before, and a little before.
What would be the first group that did an end run? The Bolsheviks?
No, the Ottomans.
Well, that goes back thousands and thousands of years.
There's no time.
Right, but so the Ottomans, who did they run around? Babylon?
Yep.
What is Ottoman's role in the... How is Ottoman discussed in the Bible? Does it have a name particular, like you have Assyria?
Yeah, the Phoenicians, Syro-Phoenicians.
Oh, that's the Ottomans. All right, because that's
Phoenicia. Phoenicia.
Right, that's the end of the Mediterranean, the far western end, or the end near Israel.
Of course.
That's where Turkey is. Okay, so they, with new shipping, were able to go around whatever shipping Babylon had, which was more landbound.
Basically.
And they brought in the writing, what they say was the beginning of the phonetic alphabet. They used business accounting, the writing method. So they brought in the visual space with their writing methods of accounting because they were mobile and trading a lot. Well, that's interesting. Syro-Phoenician. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, very good. Okay, so there's that. What are people interested in? Ion sent me a YouTube explaining the huge tsunamis in history. Going back to 66 million years ago, there was one 3 miles high. Now, have they got the timing right? Or they just go way back there?
Yeah.
How would they know the timing since there's no time? What do they need?
Because they go by what was. They do what was and how it changed, and it was the last time it was that. When you dig down, it's where it was. You can tell.
So within their system, they can be accurate on the fake numerical dating. There is some kind of accuracy within the illusion of time. Right.
Yes.
So, did you send me that? Because you're saying, Bob, we could have this. You say Maui is in the heart of this, in the trifecta. You're giving me a warning. We could have this kind of huge wave come at Maui.
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't recommend that Bob sleep through it. You would recommend we notice the birds and go up the mountain, correct?
We'll let you know. You don't do anything, Bob. You start second-guessing. You're second-guessing. That'll end in tears.
And we all do that, or am I especially good at that?
You're very good.
And Carolyn is, too. We bottle it up. Okay. Did we come to Maui to be on the side of one of the tallest mountains in the world, Haleakala, and in the utopian environment, to emanate as part of the ground for having Ion show up? Was it important being in Maui?
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that music as a specialism, which is now basically for free, you can't make money off it, because people have moved into a post-music, maybe a synesthetic, tactile form, multi-sensory form of entertainment?
Tonight they drove old Dixie down, Bob. We did that some time ago. We played you this music, and we told you, and then it happened, and then we didn't say nothing else about it, and now that's happened. But it happened then, and that's what's coming into the place of going, wait a second, what? What? What do you mean you don't pay for music? What do you mean you don't go to the movie anymore? What are you talking about? You have to go to the movies. How will MGM pay their bills? Oh, my God, wait. No, the high school girls are giving it away for free. What? You can't give away pussy for free. That's ridiculous. You'll stop all interstate commerce. You can't do that. Oh, but yet, see, there's the rub.
Okay, so that's been predicted by McLuhanites in a certain way, though McLuhan used to say that an old medium becomes obsolete, which means it gets widely used. The widely using of movies and the proliferation over the last 30 years and analog media and music has come to its end. That's why we're in a totally new thing. And would Babylon be considered part of the technology of the analog phase, and that's why it's fallen? Because
it's the interface. It's the interface.
Between the old and the new?
We don't know the difference. The old
well,
and new
it
part,
is gone now. It lingered. And now
okay.
It's gone.
Okay,
we're
just going to go with you on that because you don't know, and so we're just going to let you know what you know.
No, tell me what I
missed. No, you're not. You're doing great. We're not arguing. We're happy. We're saying, yay, go my team.
Okay, so I can say I can be a greater musician than Zappa without being able to play the guitar or saxophone because music, he
says. Well, why not? Why not? Zappa can't either.
Right, he can't be. What? He can't be
He can't play the guitar, and he can't make music. He never sang a song in his living life, and he certainly never hit a tune or a tone, minus the auto tune, except for Fuck Me Hard in the Watermelon Hay. That one was all right, but all the rest of them was just a terrible remnant of what used to be musical inclination.
Well, he will be considered the most important composer of our time, though.
Him and Little Orphan Annie, they'll be right on up there. Yep, that's right. Little Orphan Annie.
So I'm saying that our media, that what we do fits the new demands for tactile synesthesia or whatever people are entertained by. It's not subject to the Billboard Variety Magazine categories anymore. It's a new kind of entertainment.
Correct.
That people are interacting with. And they, the establishments, the ratings, the Oscar Screen Guild, they're kind of at wit's end to kind of hijack entertainment now, right? They can't get the attention in the old media specialties.
Exactly. That's sort of the point.
Yeah. And so has the voice come back to be the main medium of entertainment?
Maybe. We're going to see. It's up to you. You keep killing it, so we keep saying, and then you have the doppelganger, and then you bring it up, and then you bring it down, and then you have a... Then you get it set in stone, and this is it forever, ever, ever. You go in. That's our most new Trump legal of the day. And you undo that, so we start all over again.
Okay, so Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern don't do that. That's why they have more listeners.
That's correct. And see, that's what everybody's going to become. They aren't doing news anymore. They're giving their opinion of the opinion, and that's what everything is.
They're giving pattern recognition.
So-called
pattern recognition. Now,
yeah, and that's not exactly accurate, but it's an okay way to say it. It's not
right.
Really and that way. But.
And we give the most accurate pattern recognition, the most interesting and accurate and profound pattern recognition, wouldn't you say?
We do.
Yeah. So, and that's a combination of Carolyn's knowledge, my knowledge, and Ion's encyclopedic knowledge. You can't.
Well, what makes Carolyn, what makes it good, what makes it work, and what? What makes it work is that she's easy to acquiesce. She gets it. She's never stuck. You'll get stuck in a meme and stay there for 40 fucking years, and she's not that harsh. She'll say, okay, that's nice. Yep, I like that. Yep, let's go. And then keep going, then get rid of it. Then, okay, we're going with that. Throw it out. Let's go. And then you go to the next one.
And you would categorize me as someone who gets stuck in memes.
You make the damn trap for yourself. It's like a trap.
Well, that's a good contrast between me and Carol. That creates tension.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have thought and said to people, Ion can do things so that we will get to the point where we will put on TV shows or spectacles where Maui will flip upside down. At least that's what people perceive in their entertainment vehicles. Is that something we can do? We can move towards? Huge, spectacular holograms, or of ourselves? Do you see that coming?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. Now, years ago, well, 2009, 2010, you pointed out the clouds over the Maui Bay and showed that they were ETs, UFOs, unidentified flying objects. We've never gone back and looked at them, but they're always, if I look at the clouds in the evening, they're still looking at the whales and doing other things.
They are. They're the now. That's in the now. Lifetime.
Right. So what is not now? What's that?
Day before yesterday.
Okay. So the day before yesterday would be me seeing myself from the future. That kind of UFO vehicle,
yeah,
where I'm
basically
on board.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Now, the ones that are the now, are they from foreign worlds? The ones you call foreign worlds?
Some. Right. It's varying, so it's never always the same of anything.
And some are from the Project Paperclip inventors, right?
Yeah. Well,
right.
And some of those are excuses. Hold on. Some of those aren't. Some of those are the excuses that they put it on the Project Paperclip to make it apply. So it's aha kind of thing, you see.
There are excuses for what?
Of how it's in this time frame. It's from other places, but it's not really that. It's just the excuse that you use for it.
The scientists, the Project Paperclip scientists who can do this stuff, picked it up from NASA,
yes.
Germany, came over, the Wernher von Braun descendants, they think they're doing it.
Yes.
And it's beyond.
That's what they make the excuse of it, yes.
But they're not consciously making an excuse. They're not saying, they're saying we did this, we did that. They don't know that they're being parasited.
Right, but it's okay because
right.
It keeps the monkey jumping.
Right. So are there, are these gathering
yes.
around Maui Bay because we're here and they're noticing the effects
yes.
of what we do?
That's why you came too. No, it's why you came too.
Right.
I mean, do you realize doing the monetary conversation, it would never make sense to move to Maui, to Hawaii? It was an impossible thing to spend that much money just for normal living. It was just impossible
right.
to even consider such a thing. Remember that?
Which we didn't know. We didn't know it was a high standard, a high cost here. We didn't know anything.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. When you came to visit, you did. You said, wow, this is a ton of money just for nothing.
Yeah, I didn't do it. I guess Carolyn recognized it. I didn't. But you're saying that practical reasons, it was absolutely suicide to come here in 2008.
Yep.
But we were not operating on that. I was over here parallel worlding on a year or two before, so we knew what we were doing.
Well,
but
you didn't either. You didn't either. You didn't even know you were leaving City Island, so you did.
That's right. So your point about bringing that up is what? How we...
You're also a victim of the same circumstantial committed position that everyone else is trying to understand, overlay, encapsulate your world within your world that is your world.
Right. In other words, what the project scientists, paperclip scientists are doing is stumbling through, we do too. We do that.
Yes. Let's say that's what you do it as well. How about that? That way it's softer.
Yeah,
We don't mean it sharp. We do it good.
So I think Andrew Crystal said I was like Magoo, the cartoon character that was.
Yeah, Mr. Magoo. We said that
yeah,
with the blind and running to stuff, and then I'd always figure out. It'd always get perfect either way.
That's a pretty good description of me, right? And
yeah, it's terrible. No, not Carolyn. No, she doesn't do that.
She just stays on top of it and figures out what should be done and does it. Whereas I don't
know
what
should be
done. Most
of the time, but she's not perfect. She makes mistakes, but they don't ever guide or mess her up. She just goes
right.
with it.
Do I make mistakes that mess me up?
You've never acknowledged one yet.
Right, right. So we talked to Ion and like to get hints of the surprises, but we're not going to get it all because that undermines the fun of it. So what are we accomplishing when these dialogues? Now, I'll just add this. I understand that dialogue, like we're going to have on Payday, even though people might say, we've heard Ion say that before, there's a new synergy, energy exchange every Payday that goes beyond people's expectations or boredom levels, correct?
Yes, that's exactly correct.
Yeah, that's the creativity of humans. And that's why I show up, even though I might say, well, I'm not looking forward to it. I don't get that bad, but I don't mind taking a payday off every 6 months or something. But the I think it's, and I talked to some INETs, they start to crave payday. They know it's going to be the best part of the week, right? And that's because we're our non-physical is rubbing up against a speaking non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
That's the advantage.
They want the connection. Excellent, excellent, excellent.